Track 15, Musical Memories. I'm sure you will all recognise the next piece of music. Dorothy Sneasby will tell us more.
I would lay bets that 99% of you have, at one time or another, listened to Desert Island Discs. Okay, I'll wait for the flood of messages which say, never heard of it, just to prove me wrong, but hey-ho. And probably a large number of you who have listened to it will know that the theme tune is called By the Sleepy Lagoon. But what else do you know about that tune? Well, despite having been the theme tune for this long-running BBC programme since its inception in 1942, the piece did have a life before this. By the Sleepy Lagoon is a light orchestral valse serenade by the British composer Eric Coates, who wrote it in 1930. Eric's son Austin recalls that the composition was inspired by the view on a warm, still summer's evening, looking across the water from the East Beach at Selsey in West Sussex towards Bognor Regis. It is a pebble beach leading steeply down to the sea, and at that time in the evening, the water was the deep blue of the Pacific Ocean. It was that which gave Coates the idea for the Sleepy Lagoon. He apparently scribbled the melody down at great speed and took it back to London, where he orchestrated it. In early 1940, the American songwriter Jack Lawrence came across the solo piano version of the piece and was inspired to write a song lyric to the melody. Despite warnings from various corners that the composer would not like the idea, Coates thought that the lyrics fitted the melody so well that he told Lawrence, "You have set the words to my music so cleverly that one would never suspect that the music had been written first." The song, Sleepy Lagoon, became a bestseller on the Billboard bestseller chart in America and remained there for 18 weeks, peaking at number one. I will just give you a taster of the very end of the song, which goes like this. The memory of this moment of love will haunt me forever. A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and you. Well, you get the gist, and if you're that taken by it, I'm sure you can do your own research. A rather less endearing connection to the piece occurred at the height of the song's popularity in 1942, when a small reservoir near Los Angeles was christened the Sleepy Lagoon by some local youths, and later that year the name was used extensively by the media when investigating a murder at the reservoir. And so to the Desert Island Discs. The programme was the brainchild of its original presenter, Roy Plomley, and was first broadcast on the BBC Forces programme on the 29th of January 1942. Roy Plomley originally wanted just the sounds of surf breaking on a shore and the cries of seabirds to open and close the programme. But Leslie Prown, head of popular record programmes at the BBC, insisted that music should also be used, and so Plomley and the series producer Frederick Piffard selected By the Sleepy Lagoon. In 1964, the herring gulls, whose cries can be heard, were replaced after listeners pointed out that they were indigenous to the Northern Hemisphere and thus would not have been heard on a tropical island. Pedantic or what? The sounds of tropical birds were substituted, but even more listeners complained about that. So, after a couple of months, the original geographically inappropriate birds were reinstated. In 1951, Eric Coates himself was cast away to the sound of his own music. His record choices included pieces by Elgar, Debussy, Brahms, Fritz Kreisler, and Chopin. as well as one of his own compositions, Another Waltz. And down in Selsey in West Sussex, there is a blue plaque commemorating the composition of By the Sleepy Lagoon.
Thank you, Dorothy.